Heidi, heidi ho, and welcome back to At the Helm. I'm your host, Brian Helm, and thanks for joining me for this episode of the podcast series that we'll be exploring the last quarter century of musical contributions I've made to the world, at small, as it were. We're in the second program that'll be featuring music from the Dozy Lumps, which is a guitar duet, which I formed with Mr. Dave Stafford in late 1988. We had six tunes on the last show, and I think we've got the same number coming up on this one here. So in the meantime, it should be noted that these recordings this week all come from 1992 and contain a good selection of the different kind of things that we were doing at the time. We're going to start off with a tune called Just Like Fog. The particular version of Just Like Fog we're going to hear is called Light Swaths. There's also another version, which is called Bank, which is basically in a million-foot hole of reverb, but we won't be hearing that in the series. We're going to hear this one, which is the more discernible of the two note-wise, and I think you'll like it very much. It's called Just Like Fog. In addition to the work we were doing at lunch every day, trying to get things together as far as practicing these things, Dave and I actually attended two guitar craft courses in Los Angeles area during the period of time that we were being the Dozy Lumps, and as a result of that, had an opportunity to work together in a concentrated fashion to write some pieces in a time slot other than the half hour that we had at lunch. And it also offers a different incentive, because when you're composing music to be played in front of musicians, I think sometimes you add elements of humor, perhaps, that only the audience will understand at small, being musicians, as opposed to at large, which is always a bigger gamble. But anyway, some of the pieces we wrote were definitely not necessarily as scintillatingly beautiful as others, but do carry an important aspect of what we're trying to say about what we're trying to play. And the next song is certainly one of those. It's called Never a Dual Moment, and it's probably a song that makes a crafty guitarist laugh more than your standard person. But in the meantime, it is still one of our favorites, and it's called Never a Dual Moment. So again, that was Never a Dual Moment, probably not a tune you'll be whistling in the car soon, but one of me and Dave's favorites. We did play out a limited amount of time over the 2.5 or so years that we did the Dozy Lumps, coffee house gigs, and a gig actually at the warehouse where I worked for a bunch of people who worked for the Mortgage Corporation, which was one of those experiments in exposing people to stuff they probably normally wouldn't have chosen to be exposed to. But for Dave and I, part of the problem of writing this stuff is you really have to perform it for people. That's part of the axiom of guitar craft, is to book yourself a gig in a tough part of town and then practice and get ready for it. The nature of being prepared starts with making something you have to be prepared for, basically. So anyway, Dave and I really enjoyed writing the tunes that we wrote. And like I said, they tend to vary in a polar fashion between tunes like the last piece and what's coming up next, which is a tune called Wistful Thinking. Again, just a little pun. And again, Dave and I really enjoy the nature of the acoustic guitar and what's possible when you start getting both the guitars together as far as creating new harmonic possibilities. So anyway, I like this tune a lot, and I think you will too. It's called Wistful Thinking. Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes in the course of composing these pieces, Dave and I would write something which probably only truly Dave and I like, and other people always wonder why we bothered writing. The next piece is one of those. The title is Mem 5 Water Can, and it comes from playing at lunch and noticing that there was a post-it note stuck to the little can that Dave watered the plants in his office with, and it had the words Mem 5 on it. So whilst writing this piece, or beginning to write this piece one day, the title for it literally came from the post-it note stuck to the little water can. And I can genuinely tell you this is one of my wife's and Dave's wife's least favorite Dozy Lumps piece. So with no further ado, here is Mem 5 Water Can. So yeehaw, that was Mem 5 Water Can. As I said, all these tracks date from 1992, either in January, March, or February. Oh, that's a widespread. Anyway, the next tune up is a tune that I started writing with Dave at a guitar craft course at the Mount Craig's Salvation Army Camp in Malibu, California. And they had these wonderful stained glass windows in the dining hall, which had pictures of crosses and blood and all the usual good religious stuff. But I wrote at the time the music with Dave, and we also, unknown to him, I wrote lyrics that went with it, which we might make public someday. But in the meantime, it's just a really great instrumental, which is titled Hole in My Head. Thank you. So we're almost to the end of this episode. We're going to take a look at one more piece before we go, but I want to say that the opportunity to work with Dave was really good for me. I hadn't had any chance to work with anybody else since leaving Ohio, so it was for me a really valuable association musically and also on this, on another level to be able to associate with somebody who has actively participated in guitar craft, working with the new standard tuning and trying to look at different aspects of technique and playing as they become apparent to you as you try to aspire to be a good crafty guitarist. Dave and I practiced more and more together, and I would think probably by the time we got done with the Dozy Lumps experience in mid-92, had put our 1,000 days in on this particular project. And I think eventually we just wanted to transmogrify into something else, which is what will happen on the next episode of At the Helm. Show number 12 will feature what's going on with the evolving Dozy Lumps as they take on some friends and other things. But in the meantime, we've got one more track of just Dave and I with this episode, and it's titled Paralandra. This particular track, I think, is titled after something to do with the C.S. Lewis idea, but I've never read any C.S. Lewis, so I have a feeling it's Dave's title, and that's cool by me. It's a more pastoral piece than some of the other ones on this episode, but I think you'll like it very much. And it shows again the fun that Dave and I have playing the guitar together and the possibilities that you can get harmonically when you have two guitars. Anyway, title of this piece is Paralandra.
Thank you.
probably still one of my favorite pieces that Dave and I ever put together. That was Paralandra, and that's from the 26th of January, 1992. So like I said, we're into 1992, and next episode we'll start looking at the transmogrification of the Dozy Lumps into some other functioning groups. And in the meantime, I thank you very much for joining me on this particular episode, episode 11 of At the Helm. And we've looked at some of the last episode in this, some of the work of the Dozy Lumps, and they will be evolving into, like I said, something else next time, and we'll take a look at that then. In the meantime, if you have any more questions or interest in material information about this, you can visit at-the-helm.us, or you can visit my blog at brianhelm.wordpress.com, and there are links there to other interesting things and also more pertinent information in print about the episodes that you've been listening to. Speaking of which, thanks very much for listening to it. On behalf of myself and my co-producer, Mr. Glenn Stebbleton, we appreciate your interest and welcome you back for subsequent episodes, which will cover the rest of this quarter century of stuff. But we're getting close to the halfway point, which should be fun. In the meantime, thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed presenting it to you, and look forward to seeing you again next time. Take care.